Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and at the moment, we've got a little bit of a let up in the rain. The thunder, man, I'm just telling you, it is still booming right here, the Greater Ashland area. It's funny to hear Tiny Tim Kaine say, you know, my entire career, I've been in a supervisory role with law enforcement. What a crock of crap that is. Now, I realize that he is a compulsive pathological liar, but God, that one is so easily, demonstrably proven untrue. You could ask the good diminutive senator, Tiny Tim Kaine, exactly when he wore a uniform, when he pushed a patrol car around, what were his powers of arrest, what sort of training did he have? He was in an elected position. He was the mayor, and so technically responsible for appointing the police chief and doing a budget, but he wasn't supervising line officers. That's a bunch of crap. And as governor, again, appointing the superintendent of the state police and putting together a budget, but in no way holding any direct supervisory responsibility over any law enforcement operation. So it's just not true. And I get it. There's a lot of posturing going on right now. And we're hearing it from the mayor. We're hearing from city council. Why? Because the Democrats are so desperate to hold on to every illegal alien because they know they keep losing in the arena of ideas. My friend Brian Maloney is the media equalizer. And he joins us every single solitary Friday Eve. And we talk about this sort of stuff. And he's one of the most talented, smart guys that I've been privileged to know for decades. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, Jeff, it's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Tell me your sense of this. We're watching the Democrats just melt down all over the country. Gavin Newsom is going to redistrict it, so the one Republican left in the entire state is forced to move. It's desperation, is it not?
Well, it is. And, you know, the key to control over the House of Representatives really goes straight through California, believe it or not. And that's what people don't understand. They assume that if it's a blue state, it doesn't matter in terms of control or whatever. But those six House seats in Orange County, which is really one of the last swing districts in the country, really determine the outcome of which party controls the House of Representatives. So that's why California matters, no matter what party that you're in. It's not so cut and dry like people think.
Interesting. So what do we do? I mean, California has a commission for redistricting, and as you know, because you're a native Californian, as I remember, right, or at least West Coast sort of a guy. They've got a political operation for everything. But Newsom, I guess, doing the calculus, says, "Hey, man, we got to increase this because we're losing other places, we're losing population." Is there anything that we who are in Virginia or Massachusetts can do about that?
Well, I think the most important thing for Virginians to do this year is make sure we win the election in November in Virginia, because it sends a national message that off year election, I mean, it's always an earthquake for the rest of the country when, you know, it points the direction where everything else goes. So I think everything begins at home for your listeners. The governor's race, absolutely critical. And everything else, the legislature, everything. So, I mean, when it reverberates across the country, it really does.
It's an interesting situation. Never mind everybody. Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. Nobody better, really, than in terms of analysis and insight on this. The Democrats are fighting here in Virginia, Brian, like nobody's business. They have poured tens of millions of dollars from New York and California into Virginia, and Virginia Republicans, as we always do, we kind of look at each other, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't understand the paralysis that I see.
So we are out fundraised in every single election. We do not have the billionaires that they have. Yeah. And, you know, we battle this every time, and yet sometimes we still overcome fundraising disadvantage and the cheating and sometimes still win. So, but I think that the way you overcome all of those is through passion, commitment, and every single listener that you have going out there and volunteering and working on this. That's how you overcome it, with enthusiasm. And I mean, there are excellent candidates running, you know, people you can really get behind. I mean, very likable people are running this year in Virginia. So I think that's what makes this winnable. But it's tough. It's tough. And as you say, the party just dithers. You know, they never really want to win that much. You know, they don't have their hearts in it. But we as citizens do. So, you know, someday we'll fix our broken two-party system. Someday. I don't know when. But I mean, we have a party that doesn't really like being in the majority. It really doesn't. And yet the other party, the other side, as you say, they're in total disarray. Yeah. So it is a totally broken system at the state and national level. National level in particular, as you know, I was in Washington last week.
Yes.
And I was sitting there in senators' offices, and they couldn't care less about anything. So I don't know what motivates them. Nothing really, nothing.
All right, now I need you to share with my listeners, because they may not have been over on Facebook Media Equalizer, your page over there, or Red Wave America, but fill everybody in, because you were in D.C. And just for the record, sir, you know, I'm about like 90 miles from D.C. I'm just mentioning that. You know, I didn't get a call, I didn't get a text, nothing, not a luncheon. But I mean, I'm not upset about it, you understand, but...
I was told you were away on vacation, or I would have invited you. I thought you were out of town.
Oh, actually, you know what? All right, never mind. I dialed back all the crappy stuff I just said. I was actually sitting in a classroom all last week. That was my vacation.
No, you would have been. I was just told you were away, which is why I didn't get to give you an update last Thursday. So yeah. So yes. Am I forgiven then?
Listen, I will once again state again, Brian Maloney,
you think
a far better human
you.
Being. No, he's a far better human being than I am, and I apologize. I hang my head in shame. Tell me about D.C., though. Who were you meeting with, and what were you talking about?
Well, first of all, we're filing suit against New York Attorney General Letitia James for being a thieving, lying, you know what. And it's high time somebody played offense with her once and for all, because she is the nastiest of the nasty, and is, you know, ordinarily is on the offense herself, attacking anyone with differing views by indicting them, filing lawsuits, whatever, throwing them behind bars. And that has to stop. And it's incredible that so few have been willing to do anything to try to stop her. Now, the second issue is trying to free Tina Peters in Colorado, who has just been railroaded right into prison and did nothing wrong. And that's going to be a long-term, ongoing effort. If people aren't familiar with the case, I think they ought to look into it more. Or maybe, well, you're going to have, I understand you're going to have Marley Hornick on next week to talk about it more. Actually,
right.
I believe that she's going to be on Tuesday at 5:30 is what we have her booked for. So, so your listeners are going to be hearing about this a lot more on Tuesday at 5:30. But we're undertaking some really big stuff, and it's incredible how few people are willing to stick their neck out and fight any of these battles. So that's what we're doing. And so, and then after the press conference, we were meeting with senators in their offices. And it's just, honestly, Jeff, as you know, because you've been there yourself, it's a, yep, it's a weird world, weird little place.
It is. It is. Did they, well, I mean, I don't want to do much of them, but what was it, Republicans who didn't care, Democrats who didn't care, or was it just the general sense from the senators?
When you talk to Republican senators and you say, look, you know, cheating is preventing a lot of your colleagues from being elected or reelected or whatever, and we have proof of it and we can show exactly where it's happening. Some of them care and some of them don't. I think a lot of them like being in the minority and don't really like being in the majority, because when you're in the minority, it's very little work. All you really have to do is block things, right? Yeah. But when you're in the majority, you have to write legislation. You have to take a proactive, you know, it's 10 times more work, if not 100. So they, I think a lot of them are just very, very complacent in their positions. I guess they care about reelection, but not a whole lot else. They just don't, they don't care. But, you know, I don't know if it's much different with the Democrats either. I think they're all kind of alike. I think that they like the lightest workload they can have, which is kind of in human nature.
Yep.
And they need the fundraising dollars coming in from donors and lobbyists or whatever, wherever the money's coming from. And beyond that, there's not a lot of motivation to really fight for anything, change anything. And, you know, that's why the town is broken. It's just permanently, I think the American people will have to rise up on their own and change the system. It will never happen there, ever.
Wow. Wow. It's just fascinating. Hey, Brian, how do people follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
All right, well, I want to continue sending people over there. We might be closer to helping with that other thing. I know you want us on the video portion of that. I think we're making progress on that. I mean, I know it's baby steps.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yeah, that would be so exciting.
It would be exciting. Don't get excited yet. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Well, and do the listeners know what we're talking about?
No, not yet.
Oh, is it a secret?
No, not anymore. But no. I mean, we're trying to, you know, get some more
videos. We're trying to run the video feed of your show through those pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so people can watch you there, no matter where they are in the country. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Baby, I'm telling you.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Brian, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you real soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Now that I am reminded to talk about all this video stuff, are you following us on Instagram? This is part of the process, kids. You gotta follow, News Radio WRVA on Instagram. You know what I wrote out here? I'm just going to be honest. I wrote out Instagram WRVA, which doesn't do anything. No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
on Instagram, you will follow at News Radio WRVA. Okay, at News Radio WRVA. And the more people that are over there, the better service, the better quality, the better quantity of our visual presentations will be occurring. Okay, so this is on you. I've done all I can do. On Instagram, please, please, please follow at News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide. This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.